The following is paid for by Veteran Rescue Mission. The host is solely responsible for its content. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Welcome back to Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. J.
Yay!
Yeah, oh man, I just jumped right into it. I ruined it. I always say that,
and I'm happy to be here. Thank you. It's going to be a great show today. I know that we have some questions some parents have actually submitted for us to discuss here on the radio today. So that's one of the topics we're definitely going to be hitting, are what they have asked about. So that part is really good. So one of the first things I want to say is we also have in the studio is Arlene Canez. Woo! She is our registrar, chief registrar, and among many, many, many other things. She's part of the leadership team. The leadership team makes all the decisions for TIA. And we have another leader from the leadership team, Brian Beebe. He's our college and career coordinator. Yeah. Woo! Yes, it's very good. So we're excited for that. And you have the questions, my friend. So.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, well, I know. We were talking about before the show started that we have a big career fair coming up.
So absolutely.
I'm excited to hear about that because TIA doesn't do it small. Like,
no,
you guys,
no,
you guys don't,
no,
you guys don't know what just,
go
you know,
big or go home.
Yeah, there's
a nice,
no point.
Easy, basic
elaborate
event is. Like, you guys do it huge. So I imagine this career fair is going to be something special. Unfortunately, we won't be able to be there because I'll be smack dab in the middle of class during that time. But
you're doing your dream, your college.
Yeah. It's your
only
fault.
I won't be able to be there.
So yeah,
I'm quite happy. It's a good reason not to be there.
Yeah. I think it's the best reason at this point. But Mr. Beebe, I guess, why don't you tell us about the career fair and what you guys have
I'm actually going to interject on that one.
I'm going to go first.
You think?
Yes.
I will talk very loud.
I'll try. Well, what's interesting to me is, you know, I've been involved in college planning for 13 years, going on 14 years now.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been to a lot of career fairs and college, more specifically college stuff. And so the one in the TCC in October I've been at, I've taken students there, and I'm kind of like, yeah, it's, you can get a lot of great pamphlets and stuff, but you know, it's not real focused. It's a bunch of tables and a bunch of information. And so, you know, when Dr. J's like, okay, you know, you're the college guy now, go plan this thing, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Surprise,
like, Miss Kanye,
here's another hat, Mr. BB.
And the way that TIA does it is so focused. They utilize the career exploration to group the kids into career clusters. You can't dial it down to pathways yet because we want them to explore. And then we organize all of the career people that are there based on those pathways and rotate them through. Then they go for the college side of it, and they're matched up to the colleges that have those pathways. It's a whole different level of focus and what actually is going to be impactful.
Yeah, but we
that's true.
Was that okay? I went first.
I guess that's all
good.
Right. Never mind, man. I guess we're done.
I think he was more like your hype man, getting it ready.
Go.
No, you elaborate.
So this is probably, I want to say it's the 12th year that we've been, it's 11th or 12th year that we've been doing it. And we split it into two sessions. So our morning session is all vendors, and we're up to, I want to say, 32 vendors that will be coming out, different areas, different careers, and we split our kids up into groups, like BB said, and they go and rotate through 20-minute sessions, and they have prepared questions that they'll be asking the vendors and things like that. And our second session is again for colleges. We also recently added, I want to say probably 3 years ago, we added volunteer groups, so that way kids understand that it's not just about going to college, it's also giving back to the community as well. So we do have some volunteer groups coming out. And again, it gives the kids a chance to meet with the different colleges and volunteer groups to see just what else is out there. Most of them still think that college is unattainable. Mm-hmm. And we do invite the career colleges also, because 4 years not for everyone. So it gives mm-hmm. them a chance to just see all the different things that are out there for them. Mm-hmm. And it's been real successful. I mean, what I do appreciate is our vendors and our colleges and volunteer groups are all just like, if we had this when we were in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really cool. And we do have parent volunteers as well. They absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. And we're just excited to do it. It's just a lot of fun. And we serve lunch too. So nice. That's important.
It's a whole like wind up. It's like the yes. whole day is quite a production, and we try to involve as much of the community as possible. Mm-hmm. And so I want to just give a shout out to Dr. Von Croft.
Yes, absolutely.
He spent a number of years as the assistant to the county superintendent right. here in town, and just did a tremendous amount of outreach to the community. And he has continued, even though he's no longer in that position, right. inviting us and setting it up for us mm-hmm. and coordinating vendors to come. And the vendors, by that, I mean, they're nobody selling, but they're people who have businesses who are mm-hmm. representing that industry. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, this year I saw Mr. Beebe said 737 tables. Oh, 37. That is a lot. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's probably the top number of people we've had. But I think it's an indication that people want to recruit workers. I mean, if things are open again, and you know, business is how mm-hmm. we live, and it also provides for our needs, and it's also a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so we want the kids to connect all those dots together and to find what they really like mm-hmm. and what they think they would be most satisfied and happy right. doing and able to grow there. So in mm-hmm. the morning when they come in, they get their folder, and the folder has the whole schedule for the day. It's like mm-hmm. a regular conference. Mm-hmm. They get their name tag mm-hmm. and then they have a seat, and we have like a general assembly mm-hmm. and at the general assembly we have a keynote speaker, and that's where right. Mr. Beebe comes in. Can you tell us who our keynote speaker is this year?
Yeah,
I can tell you were awesome. The last one was Mayor Rothschild.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
The mayor was there. So, I mean, mm-hmm. that was a big deal for us. It's like, wow, the mayor cares? Wow. Mm-hmm. We were happy.
Well, this is kind of the former mayor of sports for Tucson. This is Jay Zucker is going to be speaking.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
And so he kind of made his first splash in Tucson 1,000 years ago. Sorry, Jay. And where he brought Telemundo.
Yeah.
To Tucson and built that presence there and really brought, you know, the Hispanic community their first major media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and from there he ended up owning the Tucson Sidewinders while they were in Tucson.
Mm.
Would have loved to have kept them there. He did his best at that. He still owns the Tucson Toros brand.
Mm. Nice.
He has since spends most of his time up in Prescott now, so he is coming into town
They say Prescott.
Prescott. Don't get that wrong. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Just like if you're going to butter a Triscott. But, yeah, so he's coming down. He's super excited. He loves young people. He loves Tucson. And it's I've heard him speak. He's a great speaker, and I know they're going to get a lot out of it.
Yeah, that's going to be such
excited.
A treat.
Yeah.
Somebody who's achieved that kind of success, somebody who's been a business starter, someone who's even done Telemundo, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know what
he started that from parts from the swap meet. So I'll let his story be told later, but
nice.
it's a really interesting story.
Yeah, maybe we can even get him on the show one of these times.
That would be great. We'd love to have him.
Yeah.
We'll arrange it. But so after they all sit down, before we get to hear Mr. Zucker, we actually have like a whole little lineup of the color guard coming in. And that's from Davis Monthan.
Nice.
And they come in, the Air Force color guard. Mm-hmm. They bring the colors in. They post them. We say the pledge, and they sing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I guess we're actually paying someone to come. Yeah, we're going
to
get someone good. So
nice.
It's a big deal.
Then we have Zucker.
For sure. That's right.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, this is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We will have all that and more after this break. You guys sit in right there. You don't have anywhere to go, right? Just relaxing.
No, kick staying.
Back. Kick it up.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show. or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with, I missed it earlier, but I'm not going to miss it now, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the book that this very show is named after that made college come true in my life, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, as well as still, I mean, it's weird. It's been like a year it's we've been doing this show, and you're still the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson.
That is right. Yeah. I am glad to be that.
You're out of your rookie year now, so you're not a rookie at this city anymore. You're like a trained professional.
No, not really. I still have to have you hold my hand, but you know.
We all need a partner. Like I definitely, if it wasn't for Andreas, like my show isn't nearly as enjoyable.
I agree.
She agrees with that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
No, you could do it.
But yeah, I'm glad we've been doing this. Like, I have to actually track back exactly what the exact date was, but I want to think it's been close to a year, if not a year, which is wild. Just think, over 40 times you've come into this studio and thrown on those headphones. Or these headphones at one time. Now you got your own headphones. And,
but you bought me.
And talked about making college come true in your life. I mean, just a quick moment of reflection. Imagine how many people registered for college just because they tuned in and we gave them the encouragement to do so. Because Pastor John, who's 38 and said, you know, I didn't really have much interest in going to college, finally registered and applying for scholarships all the time. Like, I'm seeing that process. Actually, if we could take a second, talk about like that, especially, it's crazy having applied for maybe 30 scholarships now in the past couple months because it's so easy. Mm-hmm. Like, talk more about that. Like the accessibility to these grants and these scholarships, and how at one time even I felt like they were on the moon. And like I've applied now for like over $120,000 in scholarships. Even if I get 10% of that, I'm in the money.
That's right. Yeah. You're gonna it serves you well, and also it just shows that people do value others having a degree. Mm-hmm. And why is a degree so important? I mean, it isn't about the academics, to be honest. I mean, it might be partially about the academics, but in my opinion, it's more about the self-discipline you learn, because you have to get yourself to class. Mm-hmm. You have to meet deadlines. You have to learn to relate to people from all over the world. And where do you get that experience? I have not had it since college. And I mean, it's a once in a lifetime type of situation, where it's just like a hot pot of learning that just sets you up for life. So that's why I think scholarships are so plentiful, because many people understand the value of it. And then there's so many different kinds. I mean, I think Mr. Beebe's more abreast of all the scholarships.
Wait, first I have to say, though, I've never ever heard anybody say it's so easy applying for scholarships. I disagree.
What was What did you think was difficult about it? Because I mean,
well, I'm not eligible for a lot because online doesn't have a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. However, just with my college students, my children, when they were doing this, just the process of having to go back and forth and all of these steps that are involved, it just makes it where you don't want to deal with it. So having people like Coach BB, myself, Dr. J, that kind of redirect you back to, you need to keep finishing the process. You need to finish that process. Like when I had to appeal my decision, that was probably one of the most traumatic experiences for me, going back and saying, no, you guys need to understand my financial situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back and forth, that process was literally designed to frustrate you.
Well, FAFSA is what she's talking about.
FAFSA specifically.
It's a government process.
Yeah, FAFSA. That's another thing. Yeah.
That's an
animal. I would never say that was so easy.
No, scholarships are just as hard, though. Well, I would have to say.
So with FAFSA, you're appealing a government-controlled thing. And so the colleges may control a majority of it, but they have to stay within the boundaries of what the government tells them they have to stay within. And, you know, for example, you can't get more scholarships than what the COA, cost of attendance, is. Mm. Well, cost of attendance is a made-up number for a made-up student.
Yeah.
Because part of it is transportation. Mm-hmm. Well, if you live in Hawaii and you're going to school in New York, your transportation cost is different than if you live in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
If you're like me and you like to eat a lot, your food cost is going to be more than if you're a stick figure.
Yep. Mm.
So it is it's a made up number, but you have to have a number to keep within the parameters. There's so much about it that if you know the details, you can maximize. Because like Ms. Kanye was talking about, a lot of people just go, oh, I give.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that
it's
exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
When you get your award offer from college, from the university, you don't have to be done. There may be reasons to ask for more.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it's not about filling out, you know, writing 500 essays and trying to get $60. This is tens of thousands of dollars that, if you know how to ask, could be available to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think learning to ask, that's right. The hard part. And that's why it's really helpful, I think. And that's why we do what we do at Tucson International Academy. It's lots more likely to happen, especially as a high school student. It's a lot more likely to happen if you have somebody, again, holding your hand. Just like I said, for this show, this is outside of my wheelhouse. I'm not really a tech person, and I don't, I'm pretty spontaneous, but spontaneity all the time on a show is not going to be good.
Mm.
So I need a partner. Mm-hmm. And I think that when people are getting ready to go to college, because of it is a big commitment and it's a big chunk of your life, you want to be set up right.
Mm-hmm.
So having someone to hold your hand while you do that process is huge.
Yeah.
And we do it as a school. So students who come to our school get that hand holding from ninth grade on, all the way up. And actually, we start with our kindergartners, as we have seen from the show, when we interview our kindergartners, that they say, yeah, I heard about it. The teacher told me, you know, and that all of that plays a role in getting scholarships, believe it or not, because you're more fluid talking about college, why you want to go. You've been asked it for 12 years, you know, so you have a good answer by now. And then there's all kinds of different scholarships. I mean, it could be based on gender, race, but that isn't the only ones. It's what field you're going into. What do we need right now? Teachers.
Right.
So there's the big Teach America grant. It's got some hiccups, but it's but it is something that might work for many people.
Right.
There's all kinds.
There's an example. I just saw an email. I haven't researched it, people, but there's a new university opening in Washington, D.C. I believe it's called New U.
Yeah, actually. Yes.
Okay.
Well, so they have probably buildings, they probably have funding, they have grants, donations, and a lot of empty chairs.
Yep.
Well, they're new. They have no track record. They're going to have to get students in there somehow.
Mm-hmm.
That means they're going to use the recruiting money to fill the seats, because they don't have a program if they don't have students.
That's right.
And so it's the same thing when a major university starts a new, let's say, some sort of specific graphic arts program that they already have corporate sponsors for. They need to fill those seats. So if you're not knocking on doors and asking, you're not going to get an answer. It's okay if the answer is no.
Right.
But it's a life lesson. If you don't ask, the answer is always no.
Right.
And so don't be shy. Don't be scared. Don't let your anxiety keep you from success.
Right.
Knock on all those doors.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it. Don't apply to the U of A and Pima. Apply to the U of A and Pima and, you know, North Dakota State, New Mexico,
Harvard,
wherever.
Stanford, any of them, and all.
Because you will be shocked when suddenly your particular field of study or demographic, because guess what? if you're from Tucson, you grew up in a very unique way. Mm-hmm. Right. They want that diversity, not just of the color of your skin.
That's right.
But your cultural experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'd say in reference to why, for me, the scholarships were easy because there's all different types of scholarships right. that you apply for. And I did apply for the Pat Tillman Scholarship, mm-hmm. and that process was arduous. Yeah, like, I was serious. Like, I yeah. was like, join the That's military again. Like, I didn't know about that. But then there were grants that were like $500 grants, $1,200 grants that, yeah. you know, I feel... write a short essay in a couple boxes and mm-hmm. and you're in like Flynn. So
yeah.
And what
the
I
Flynn
did,
scholarship, by the way, yeah, is very difficult.
Very good. Yeah. yeah. So what I did is just like kind of in between classes, I just fill in mm-hmm. a grant, kind of got in the habit of it. So
Yeah. I will say real quick before the end that in England at Cambridge and Oxford University, their alumni pay for the next students. Mm, there's nice. Always a way.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll talk about all that and more after the break. This is the Making College Come True Radio Show brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Making college come true for your kid. 100% acceptance rate. If
yes.
you have a child between the ages of K through 12 and you're looking to make college come true in their life, they have four different locations all around the city. I've had the good fortune of seeing three of them so far. I was supposed to speak at one of them today, but we got all the wires crossed and mixed up and backfired.
You just didn't have your book.
Yeah,
you need your book.
Yeah. But in 2 weeks, I'll be back over at the West Campus. It was a super amazing campus. And just, you know, I just got one more to visit. I think the East Campus is what is the next one. But if you have a student that... you want to make college come true in their life. You want them to have a private school-like experience at a charter school for free. I would check out TucsonInternationalAcademy.com if I were you.
That's just for
me.
Sure.
That's just me.
Yeah, 100%. I would say today we were meeting with people for our that were talking about social media. Mm. And they were talking about what do you do at your school? What is it that makes you different? And I'd say I think the thing that makes us different is that not only do we get kids into college, but it's all the experiences that lead up to that. Mm-hmm. Because I know that when you go to college, I was a girl that was raised on a farm. Mm. And I didn't have some experiences that other people had, yet I had enough that I was able to kind of roll with the other people. Mm-hmm. So we're giving them experiences that many other people that are in college with them have had. Mm. So like traveling on a trip over to Europe or mm-hmm. Going and presenting at a conference and experiencing a knowledge about different careers by the mm-hmm. career fair and speaking Chinese. I mean, that's one that makes them different. And mm-hmm. I know Rubina applied for one scholarship because she knew how to speak some Chinese.
Nice.
So there's just so many things. So what I think sets us apart is the experiences and the whole focus on college.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And speaking of like the kind of the focus on college and, you know, sending a child off to college, I mean, even, you know, being education being very important in your life, that process is difficult.
Oh, it is.
I could just imagine. I imagine at least half of you wants to say, okay, just stay here. I'll take care of you. I love you. Maybe you can go to school from here online and then everything will be okay.
It's intimidating.
But nonetheless, and you too, you know, Ms. Kanye, as you, you know, sending children off to college, like what is that process like? And how did you overcome the natural feelings that a mama bear would have when it comes to, you know, wanting to protect their child?
Well, I think for me as a parent, one of the things that kind of helped me move forward in the process of letting my daughter go to school or go to school away from me was when she got her first acceptance letter.
Mm.
And just the look on her face that, oh my gosh, I did it. And not expecting it. And then when the next one came in and the next one, there, it's like, how can you not let them go when they worked so hard to get there? For me, luckily, when we did take her to look at colleges, when we went to Indiana, when we went to Ball State, because that was one of the schools that's one of the schools I got accepted to, was Ball State and Miami University. And we're like, okay, we have to let them see it. So we took we took them in October, and we left Phoenix 107, landed in Indianapolis, and it was 53 degrees. Don't say anything, Mr. Beebe. But as soon as we got off the plane, Monique was like, nope.
Too cold. Can we get back on the plane on now? The plane. Yes.
And she was like, it's too cold.
That
nope.
frigid 53 degrees.
Whatever, yes, Mr. Beebe. With no sun, by the way.
I don't want it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, I understand. See, he gets it.
I get it. But I've lived in Tucson for over 20 years now, so this is home.
Well, and that's how she felt as well. And it was just, even going up to Flag, and because she got accepted to NAU as well, and she was like, nope, too cold. So she settled on GCU. Far enough away from me, but I can still get to her. And so that was the compromise that she had. But had she chosen Ball State or Miami University, which is in Ohio, go figure.
Not even the good Miami. It's too humid.
She was like, nope, too humid. So it was that just giving her the, it still had to give them the chance to see it. And then they ended up staying closer to home. But had they chosen to move, at least they would have had each other. But it was like, okay, we'll start saving, collecting cans or whatever it takes to get to wherever they want to go so that we can afford to get there. But it was just, you know, we still had
how
to give them the
opportunity. How is that can collected habit?
Not well.
How much you looking for a pound?
That's for gas now.
What's interesting is what I've seen over the years is the same thing that helps a student, and that's by being in that physical space and experiencing as much as they can in a visit. That's what helps the parents too. When they see that, you know, okay, this is a nice dorm and there are people around to help and there is an RA. I mean, we just did our college visit.
Right.
And that was some of the comments that the kids made was, you know, I wasn't really being honest about going on this trip that I wanted to go to college, but now I do.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I realize it's not as scary as it seems from afar.
Right.
So if you have a chance as a parent, go visit.
That's
meet
right.
Meet the RA. Meet the support system that these schools have. Here's a quick funny story. Private client from years ago, one of the first kids I ever worked with. She was adopted out of Russia by a family in Texas. And I was working with the dad on a different project. And he's like, you know what? Dasha is never leaving Texas. The apron strings are too short. There's no way, but I'll let you talk to her. And so after she moved to Miami,
the good one, she
went to Barry University. She's a straight A student, met the love of her life, just had their first baby this last year. And she's been out of college now for 8 years now, something like that. But every time this guy would call me, he's like, hey, Brian, hate you, love you, thank you so much. But and he was joking, and he had to realize that his kid's future was more important than his insecurities.
Right.
And that's a hard hurdle to get over.
Yes. It is. And I think, you know, you made a good point. I know we're running out of time for the segment, but I'll say this. It's such a different experience when you live on campus. Mm-hmm. And when mm-hmm. the kids, especially, I think when you're older, you know, maybe not as much of an importance, but the when you're fresh out of high school, you are in a very protected environment because right. you have an RA who's mm. watching out for you right. every day. You have professors who understand that you're young. You have tutoring options, and they mm-hmm. will ask you to go look into them if you're not doing well in their class. There's so many things, but you mm-hmm. can't have access to that if you're not there. And also, when you're frustrated or homesick, you can turn and talk to your roommate or talk to the other people in your hall,
right.
and you can say, oh, man, I'm homesick, me too. And at least you have someone to share the moment with. And right. then you say, hey, let's go get a pizza. Right. You know, it's like,
absolutely.
It's
people live on campus statistically get more financial aid.
Oh, yeah, mm. there you go. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually had a guest make a comment on our show before this, Common Good Radio Show, that statistically 98% of people break generational wealth issues when they graduate high school, when they wait till after 21, till they get married and have children.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I think it sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
So this is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We'll have all those fun facts and more after this break. We'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, welcome back. You want me to give you a second while you're in the potty? Come on, listen. Listen to the show. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with the very Dr. J. She doesn't get her due, but she's yes. here with me today. We're ready to party, and we have Miss Canez mm-hmm. and Mr. Beebe here yep. in studio with us today, and we are talking college and parenthood mm-hmm. and
yes.
what is, you know, what that process is like. And definitely let's pick up where we left off. And a big interesting question I'd like to know is, like, what's a reoccurring thing that you guys deal with the parents of the kids that go to TIA and trying to help them accept that their kids are going to go to college, and particularly that their kids might go to college not right next door to them mm-hmm. and they, you know, and this is just, you know, this is going to be a part of their reality.
Fear factor, big
yeah.
time.
Yeah, I would have to say fear. And I would, for me anyways, and this is just personal experience with Ethan, who went off to college, lived on campus. It just wasn't for him.
Mm.
Yeah,
and what happens to a lot of our students where they kind of do wash out the first semester, parents are like, okay, you can just come back home and start working.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, they don't get to do that. And Ethan, for him, yeah. it's like he still wanted to go to school. Mm-hmm. He just, on campus wasn't for him right mm-hmm. now. So he's going to be starting in May, but he's going to be doing the online module.
Mm.
And because he's like, I want to go, I want to finish. But just that environment, being on campus, trying to do four classes at the same time just wasn't for him. And believe me, he tried everything. He had tutoring every week, sometimes three times a week, and he tried everything, and it just wasn't for him. And so we brought him back home, and he's going to be doing it this way.
Semester.
He finished the semester. It was like, you will finish. Yes. Because we're like, you're not going to burn a bridge.
Yep.
This is what you're going to do. And we, long nights, you know, making sure we got those assignments in and all of that. And so this time, now he's going to be doing it online. So it's just knowing that there's different ways to do it. But we do want to encourage, but one thing he does say, he did love his on-campus experience. So he's like, it was great, but and if he could have just done that, which a lot of kids do, but, you know, he's like, no, I want to do it this way. And I'm like, and you know, maybe when you're a junior, senior, whatever, you can afford it yourself, you can go ahead and go back, you know, and do it that way. But I think
he's still nurturing the relationships of the people he met while on campus.
Exactly. Yeah. Because he just did that last week. Yeah. He went and visited them. So it's just, don't think that, okay, you didn't do it this time. No.
Don't give up so easy.
Don't give up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would say that you were saying, what's some typical things? So yeah, the fear factor, not giving up. I mean, how quick we are to just throw out all that preparation, all that, you know, focus, and then just to say, oh, well, didn't work out, I'm done. You know, there's always a way to overcome it. And the thing is, it takes a good year, even 2 years, to realize the value of all the struggle you've put into it. And for those of us that have been to college when our kids go, it's easy for us to say, well, suck it up, buttercup, and this is what you're going to do, and if you need me to come up, I can help you. But and then they never want you to come up, so all of a sudden they're able to do it. And then you just say... you will see the value in this at some point. And we're telling you, you got to push through, because guess what? In life, you got to push through. You may have a job you don't really care for, but you can't just up and quit, because you got to pay your rent. You got children to support, family to support. You know, there's so many things, life lessons you learn by sticking it out in college. Yeah. And then there are always exceptions to that rule. But I would say, if it's not an exception and there's no real good reason, just stick it out.
I mean, stick it out.
Some people have stuck it out through COVID. I mean, I know some.
Well, even me doing it online, and at the age that I am, I mean, both Dr. J and Coach BB can attest to when I'm like, I cannot do
this.
Well,
we know you're 25, but that's not too long to go to college.
Yeah. It just, even me going through those classes, and I'm doing it, you know, online, and it's like, I'm going, I hate this class.
Yeah.
I hate this class. I don't want to do this.
But what did you do? You reached out for support.
I got, help me out, you know, help me with this. And, you know, with Dr. J, Coach BB, my brother, even, who's a retired teacher, I'm like, bro, you got to help me here. I don't know what I'm doing.
And as your math tutor, I've aged a little bit more than 25, I think.
That's awesome.
Get me started. Well,
I know who to call next time I hit a math problem.
He loves doing it. He loves tutoring math.
Thank you. How much do you charge per hour? What are we looking at?
Well, it depends. Are you going to have a panic attack?
Those are extra.
Well, you know, the point I wanted to make with that is that you have to advocate for yourself.
You have to
reach out.
Yes.
There's parents that found me through the Better Business Bureau that are going to pay me to sit down with their kid and teach them how to calendar, how to organize,
that's what you gotta do.
And how to set up their week for success, which is what we do at TIA for free.
Yep.
But if they don't have the tools going into day one, get the tools on day two.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not first in line for the ice cream cone, be second.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a matter of not just suck it up. It's okay, what are we going to do about it?
Yep. Let's figure it out.
That's what you have to do. And there's so many solutions. And come on, think of it this way. A whole bunch of other people did it.
Right.
Why not me? Why not you?
Right.
Why not us? Well, you know, we're just as worthy of a college. You may say, oh, I wasn't a smart person in school. Not, that isn't
doesn't
really
matter.
A factor, to
it
be
doesn't.
Honest. It,
no.
It's all about perseverance
and
focus and the ability to control your calendar. And that's why, you know, it's great to,
well, it's
to have that
funny,
experience.
Though, I was like, the you know, learning your calendar and you know, doing that, organizing yourself and figuring out, you know, the self care and things like that. I mean, I had to take a class on how to be successful in university Now, my daughter failed it. Go figure. But it's like...
And they finished.
Yeah, exactly.
And she finished.
Yeah,
right.
And it's like, well, she had to take the class again. But anyway, it's just that there's so many resources. Again, you have to ask. You have to advocate. Yeah. They offer them at school even. Mm-hmm. So how can you... You know, it's like there's really no excuse to not finish.
You
well,
can.
One of my funny... I have many funny stories. Mm-hmm. But my first...
Well, that's a matter of perspective.
Well, I didn't say necessarily funny, ha-ha.
So when I went into law enforcement, I didn't finish college the first time. And when I went into law enforcement, the first certificate program I did was in real estate. And I did it at Pima College. Most people go to Hogan's Creed School. You know, completely trade-related, teach you how to pass the test and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I went to college instead. And I'm like, this is kind of hard. It's a little dry. It's kind of boring. I'm working full-time. I'm working nights as a cop. Mm-hmm. Now every Saturday, I'm trying to stay awake in class. Mm-hmm. And I kept having to remind myself when I was studying, I know a lot of people in this profession that just aren't real bright. Mm-hmm. I'm better than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can finish this. If that person finished... Mm-hmm.
I can surely do it.
So, kids, think of the person who you think of the least who graduated college.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you're better than them at it. Come on.
100%. That's exactly, a lot of times, that's how I get anywhere. I'm like, well, why not me own a business? Well, why not me rappel down the side of a cliff?
No,
why
not doing me? It. Not doing it. I don't care how many times you say it. Good for you. Good for you. I'll take pictures.
She's going to be the safety patrol.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just those experiences, just don't exclude yourself. I guess that's the big message that we want to say.
I sat with a student today.
Oh, yeah.
Who, I just, this young lady just inspires me because she has persevered through things that I will never have gone through. On her own, basically, for the last 4 or 5 years, and she's in high school. Mm-hmm. And she worked, and she came to school, and she gets incredible grades. Mm-hmm. And you could still taste the fear in her expression going to this next stage of college. Mm. And just sitting with her going, you know what? You're not on this journey alone. You are graduating from TIA, but TIA is your family. We are here for you.
Yep.
And the look of relief was just like,
yes.
Okay, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. I've done this. I've done half my life alone.
Yeah.
And I'm not alone anymore. I can. And so the stuff I gave her to follow up on, she had done like within 2 hours while she's still at school. I don't know if she was supposed to be.
She's on it. Nope, they let the seniors. The seniors' whole focus
that's
is
true.
College.
That's
so
true.
It's wonderful. I mean, that's exactly what it takes. It takes that wise word at the right time. And that is something that we're good at. We know the things that they're worried about, and we've seen it over and over.
Yeah, we're gonna see this young lady again. I don't know where. She wants to go into the medical field, but I could see her teaching at a college at some point.
Hmm.
I mean, she is going to have an impact on the world.
Yeah. I mean, you get a job like teaching, you know, I'm a teacher, and I remember one of the problems of me pursuing being a teacher was I also wanted to do business, but you know, business, I got lower grades in college in business classes, and I got straight A's in teaching. I was just naturally good with kids, you know? So to do what you're naturally good at just puts you at the top of your game. And so not only did I get to be a teacher for, you know, a decade or so, I also then had an experience where I was able to start a business with teaching, which was charter schools. Charter schools require a business element. So I'm like really living the dream. I mean, who knew I would get to do both? When I first went to college, I was like either or. But no, there's always a way to do all the things that you're wanting to do. And it came to me. I didn't have to pursue it. And having charter schools, it's been 20 years. We're on our 20th anniversary this year. It's crazy. I can't believe it's been that long. But it doesn't feel like it's been that long because I've really enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed everything we've done. Yes, it's been hard. Yes, we've had our times. But boy, do we ever have a bunch of great positive memories and seeing the kids and how they respond. I mean, there is nothing like it. Mm-hmm. And as a parent, I would say to you that to let your child go to college and just support them, encourage them, tell them to stay there, be ready to celebrate with them because there's going to be a lot to celebrate if they finish.
And they're better than you look at them as because you saw them back when they were picking boogers.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to realize that they're at a different stage in their life and don't put your history and your fear on them.
Right.
You know, just help them through their own.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yep.
And you can trust they're not going to think lower of you if you're the parent and you don't have a degree. It is not like that at all. Everybody who goes to college is very humble because they see, oh my God, I could never have done this without my parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, man, that's good. And if you didn't take something from that, I'm sorry for you. But this is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. J, Ms. Kanyez, and Mr. Beebe. We'll catch you next week, or at least two of us will.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show, or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.